Right, we'll open with a word of prayer then, and then we'll look at the scriptures. Now, God and Father, we come to thee again today, and we're glad to be able to proclaim the gospel to those who need the Lord Jesus. And we pray for any on the call today who still are not saved and still need salvation. And we pray that this might be the very day when they'll see their need to be saved and run to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith for refuge and salvation. And so we pray that we'll bless everyone on the call according to the need, and help us as we proclaim it, both in the preaching and in the translation. We pray that there will be that help needed. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, today we're reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1. And we'll read from verses 1 to 5 and then 9 to 14. I'll read the verses in English and Raquel will follow on with the Tagalog for those verses. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Down to verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, ating basahin sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and verses 9 to 14. Verse 1, sa simula ay ang salita, at ang salita ay nasa Diyos, at ang salita ay Diyos. Siya sa simula ay nasa Diyos. Ang lahat ng mga bagay ay nalikha sa pamamagitan niya. At maliban sa kanya ay hindi nalikha ang alinmang bagay na nilikha. Sa kanya ay buhay, at ang buhay ay ang liwanag ng mga tao. At ang liwanag ay lumiliwanag sa kadiliman, at ang kadiliman ay hindi ito naunawaan. Verse 9, siya ang totoong liwanag na lumiliwanag sa bawat tao na dumarating sa sanlibutan. Verse 10, siya ay nasa sanlibutan. At nalikha ang sanlibutan sa pamamagitan niya, at hindi siya nakilala ng sanlibutan. 11. Siya ay dumating sa kanyang sariling mga tao, at ang kanyang sariling mga tao ay hindi siya tinanggap. 12. Ngunit ang mga tumanggap sa kanya, sa kanila'y binigyan niya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos, sa kanila nga na naniniwala sa pangalan niya. 13. Na ipinanganak na hindi sa dugo, ni sa nais ng laman, ni sa nais ng tao, kundi ng Diyos. 14. At ang salita ay naging laman at nanahang kasama natin, at nakita natin ang kanyang kaluwalhati, ang kanyang luwalhati, ang luwalhating gaya sa bugtong na sinilang ng Ama, na puspos ng biyaya at katotohanan.
The words in the beginning in John chapter 1, verse 1, have a completely different meaning to the words in the beginning in the first verse of the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Ang mga salitang sa pasimula sa Juan na ating makikita sa Juan chapter 1, verse 1, ay may kakaibang kahulugan sa salitang ating makikita sa mga unang talata ng ating Biblia sa aklat ng Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
In the beginning in Genesis chapter 1 refers to when God created the heaven and the earth, and when God introduced time, days, weeks, months, years. So that was the beginning of time.
Sa aklat ng Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, ang salitang sa pasimula ay patungkol sa paglikha ng Diyos sa langit at sa daigdig, at ang paglikha sa panahon, gaya ng araw, linggo, buwan at taon. Ito ang pasimula ng panahon o ng oras.
In the beginning in John chapter 1 relates to eternity and means that God was eternally alone before he created anything, before he created any being.
At sa aklat naman ng Juan, ang salitang sa pasimula ay tumutukoy sa walang hanggan, kung saan ang Diyos ay naroroon na sa walang hanggan bago pa man niya likhain ang sanlibutan at ang anumang bagay na may buhay.
The name of the Lord Jesus here is the Word. We read that the Word was with God, so he ever existed from eternity. Then we read, and the Word was God. Therefore, the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is God. He is equal with God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God, which is the same in the beginning, eternally, as in verse 1.
Ang salita na siyang pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus sa mga talata ay ating napag-alaman na ang salita ay nasa Diyos. Ibig sabihin, siya ay kasama ng Diyos sa pasimula. At ating nabasa, ang salita ay Diyos. Sa makatuwid, ang Panginoong Jesus ay ang walang pasimulang anak ng Diyos, nakapantay ng Diyos. Sa chapter 1 verse 2, siya ay kasama ng Diyos sa pasimula.
All of this is far beyond our human intellect or understanding. But that is where faith comes in. God says it, and by faith we believe it. We take God at his word.
Ang mga bagay na ito ay hindi kayang unawain ng ating limitadong kaisipan. Ito ay nangangailangan ng pananampalataya. Ipinahayag ito ng Diyos at ito'y nararapat na tanggapin ng may pananampalataya. Paniwalaan natin ang salita ng Diyos.
John chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that it was the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, who created all things. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 says of the Lord Jesus that he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
At sa verse 3 ng ating mga talata ay ipinapahayag na ang anak ng Diyos, ang Panginoong Jesus, ang lumikha sa lahat ng bagay. Sa Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, siya ang una sa lahat at ang sansinukob ay nanatiling nasa kaayusan sa pamamagitan niya.
One of the reasons that the Lord Jesus is called the Word is because as creator, he spoke creation into being. Psalm 33 verse 9 says, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Ang isang kadahilanan kung bakit tinawag na ang salita ang Panginoong Jesus, ito'y sapagkat nilikha niya ang lahat ng bagay sa pamamagitan lamang ng kanyang salita. Sa aklat ng Awit, chapter 33, verse 9, siya ay nagsalita at nangyari. Siya ay nag-utos at tumayong matatag.
God is the giver of life, Acts chapter 17, verse 25 tells us that he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Every living thing received life through his spoken word, but there was one exception, and that was his creation of man, the final part of his creation. He created man a different way on day six, his final day of creation.
Ang Diyos ang nagbibigay buhay. Sa aklat ng Gawa, chapter 17, verse 25 ay ating mababasa, siya ang nagbigay sa lahat ng buhay at ng hininga at lahat ng bagay. Ang lahat ng bagay na may buhay ay nakamit mula sa salita niya. Subalit, may isang namumukudtangi ang paglikha sa tao. Sapagkat nilikha ng Diyos ang tao sa naiibang kaparaanan sa ika-anim na araw.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul."
So ngayon ay ating basahin ang mga talata sa aklat ng Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27. Nilalanga ng Diyos ang tao ayon sa kanyang larawan. Sila'y kanyang nilalang na isang lalaki at isang babae. At sa Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, "Pagkatapos, ginawa ng Panginoong Yahweh ang tao mula sa alabok. Hiningahan niya sa ilong at nagkaroon ito ng buhay."
Unlike the rest of God's creation, he created man with a living soul in a unique way, so that man would have an awareness of God's existence, so that the Lord God and his creature man could enjoy fellowship with one another. That is the meaning of John chapter 1, verse 4, which we read. "In him, the word, the Lord Jesus, was life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men."
Nilikha ng Diyos ang tao na may kaluluwa, at ito'y naiiba sa lahat ng kanyang nilikha. Ito'y upang ang tao ay magkaroon ng kamalayan na may Diyos, at upang ang Panginoong Diyos at tao ay magkasama ng may kaluguran.
God also gave man every provision of food from the fruit trees in the Garden of Eden for man to enjoy, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But sadly, Adam disobeyed God, and Eve was deceived by and yielded to Satan. Satan's temptation to eat the fruit of that forbidden tree. From then on, having disobeyed God, they became sinners. And all their descendants, the human race, were born sinners.
Ibinigay din ng Diyos sa tao ang lahat ng kanilang pangangailangan mula sa mga bunga ng punong kahoy sa hardin ng Eden para sa kasiyahan ng tao. Subalit, ipinagbawal ng Diyos ang pagkain sa bunga ng puno ng kaalaman ng mabuti at masama. Sinuway ni Adan ang Diyos, at si Eva naman ay nalinlang ni Satanas at natuksong kainin ang bunga ng punong ipinagbabawal ng Diyos. Dahilan dito, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sangkatauhan at ang lahat ay ipinanganak na makasalanan.
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 tells us, "Wherefore, as by one man, that was Adam, one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned."
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter chapter 5, verse 12, ating basahin, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan sa pamamagitan ng isang tao. Ito ang taong ito ay si Adan. At ang kamatayan ay pumasok sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan. Dahil dito, lumaganap ang kamatayan sa lahat ng tao dahil ang lahat ay nagkasala.
From the moment of man's fall, the whole world of mankind was plunged into the spiritual darkness of sin. Yet, although man through sin was at a distance from God and away from fellowship with him, God still made man aware of his presence. Although in their darkness, men ignored that God is light, which is why John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not."
Simula nang ang tao ay mahulog sa kasalanan, ang sangkatauhan ay nabalot ng kadilimang espiritual. Ngunit kahit ang tao sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan ay nalayo sa Diyos, ay nalayo at nahiwalay sa Diyos, inilagay pa din ng Diyos ang kamalayan sa kanyang presensya. Subalit hindi ito binigyang pansin ng tao na ang Diyos ay isang ilaw. Kung kaya't ating mababasa sa aklat ng Juan chapter 1 verse 5, ang liwanag ay lumiliwanag sa kadiliman at ang kadiliman ay hindi ito nauunawaan.
John chapter 1 verse 9 shows us that every human being born into this world is mentally enlightened by the true light. We are all sinners by nature, but are all aware that God exists. It is not true to say that atheists do not believe there is a God. But the truth is, as Romans chapter 1 verse 21 says, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Atheists willfully live lives of sin as if there is no God.
So Juan chapter 1 verse 9, dito ay ipinapakita na ang bawat tao ay isinilang na may kaisipan o kaliwanagan sa totoong ilaw. Lahat tayo ay nagkasala. Datapwat, batid natin na may Diyos. Walang taong hindi naniniwala sa Diyos. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 1, verse 21, ay nagsasaad, nakilala nila ang Diyos, ngunit hindi siya pinarangalan o pinasalamatan. Ang mga taong tinatawag na atheists ay nais lamang na mamuhay na parang walang Diyos.
We read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. God is holy and cannot have unforgiven sinners in heaven." We cannot improve our sinful condition. Yet we are very glad to tell you that God is love. And that is why the Lord Jesus came here to save sinners by his suffering and death on the cross, shedding his precious blood.
Sa unang Timoteo chapter 1 verse 15 ay nasasaad, tapat ang pasabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanglibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ang Diyos ay banal at walang makatutungo sa kalangitan kung ang kasalanan ay hindi napatawad. Hindi natin mapabubuti ang ating makasalanang kondisyon. Kung kaya aming ipinahayag sa inyo, ang Diyos ay pag-ibig. Kung kaya ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito upang iligtas ang makasalanan sa pamamagitan ng pagdurusa, pagkamatay at pagbuhos ng kanyang mahalagang dugo.
When the Savior came down to earth, John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 tell us that even though he was the creator of the world, this world was in such darkness of sin that they did not know him. They did not want to know him. Even the nation of Israel into which he was born, they did not receive him, but crucified him.
Nang ang tagapagligtas ay naparito sa sanlibutan, sa Juan chapter 1 verse 10 and 11 ay nasusulat na datapwat siya ang lumikha sa sanlibutan ay hindi siya kinilala sapagkat ang daigdig ay nababalot ng kadiliman ng kasalanan. Maging ang bayan ng Israel kung saan siya ay isinilang ay hindi siya tinanggap bagkus siya ay ipinapako sa krus.
Thankfully, there were still many sinners who did receive the Lord Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. Having turned in repentance from their sin. In Luke chapter 15, verse 2, even people who continued to reject the Lord Jesus, they saw him saving other sinners. So that even his enemies had to admit that this man receiveth sinners.
Salamat na lamang at maraming makasalanan na tumanggap sa Panginoong Jesus bilang sariling Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Sila'y nagsisi at tumalikod sa kanilang mga kasalanan. At maging ang mga taong tumanggi at kaaway ng Panginoon ay umamin na ang taong ito, ang Panginoong Jesus, ay tumatanggap sa mga makasalanan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa Lucas chapter 15 verse 2.
Now we're going to read John chapter 1 verse 12 again about receiving him, receiving the Lord. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Atin muling basahin sa aklat ng Juan chapter 1 verse 12. Ngunit sa mga tumanggap sa kanya, sa kanila'y binigyan niya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos, sa kanila nga na naniniwala sa pangalan niya.
Many sinners still today are turning in repentance of their sins and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as their very own Lord and Savior. Many of us on the Zoom calls have received him. Yes, it is a wonderful thing to be saved. Are you saved yet? Have you received the Lord Jesus yet? He certainly wants to receive you. Once we receive him, we are born again, born into God's family, sons of God, who believe in his name for salvation.
Maraming makasalanan na nagsisi sa kanilang kasalanan at tumanggap sa Panginoong Jesus. Marami kaming nakikinig ngayon ang tumanggap na sa Panginoon. Tunay na kahanga-hanga ang magkaroon ng kaligtasan. Ikaw ba ay ligtas na? Tinanggap mo na ba ang Panginoong Jesus? Nais niya kayong tanggapin. At kung tatanggapin mo at maniniwala ka sa Panginoong Jesus, ikaw ay sisilang na muli sa pamilya ng Diyos bilang anak ng Diyos.
Being saved, being born again, is not to be confused with anything to do with natural birth. It is not something that runs naturally in human families. Both my parents had been saved many years before I was born. But that did not mean I was automatically saved. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I was a guilty sinner facing the judgment of God in hell and in the lake of fire.
Ang pagiging ligtas at muling pagsilang ay kakaiba sa natural na kapanganakan. Hindi ito nananalaytay sa pamilya ng sangkatauhan. Ang mga magulang ni Ken ay naligtas na maraming taon bago pa man siya ipinanganak. Ngunit hindi ito nangangahulugan na siya ay may kaligtasan. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3 verse 23 ay nahahayag, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sino mang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Kung kaya siya ay makasalanan na nahaharap sa kaparusahan ng Diyos sa impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy.
John chapter 1 verse 13 tells us that it is God's will that you should be saved, born again, born of God. Will you take that step of believing faith and receive the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior today? Tomorrow may be far too late. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
So 1 chapter 1 verse 13 ay natatalang, nais ng Diyos na kayo ay maligtas, isilang na muli mula sa Diyos. Nais mo bang makamtan ito? Manampalataya at tanggapin si Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ngayon. Marahil bukas ay huli na. Sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2, masdan, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Masdan, ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas.
We are very thankful that the creator of the world, who is called the Word, himself became a man. But with this great difference, because he is sinless, and as John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us, he was full of grace and truth. That perfect man died for our sins, conquered death, and rose again from the dead, alive forevermore.
Kami ay nagpapasalamat na ang tagapaglikha ng sanlibutan na tinawag na ang salita ay naging tao. Subalit naiiba, sapagkat siya ay walang bahid ng kasalanan. Siya ay puno ng biyaya at katotohanan. Ang perpektong tao na namatay para sa ating makasalanan. Sumakop sa kamatayan at nabuhay na muli mula sa mga patay. At buhay magpasawalang hanggan.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 and 4 clearly tell us that this gospel message of God's salvation plan, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Sa aklat ng unang Korinto, chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, ay maliwanag na nagsasaad ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo sa plano ng Diyos para sa kaligtasan. Sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin. Si Kristo'y namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan, bilang katuparan sa sinasabi sa kasulatan. Inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon din sa kasulatan.
Now we're going to close in a minute. Before we do, we're going to read that lovely verse in John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Juan chapter 3 verse 16, sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak, upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
I will close with prayer. God and Father, we thank thee for the word of God. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who himself is called the Word, because he gave the word and he created the world. He created all things. He's the eternal God, the eternal Son of God. And we thank thee that he's created us in his own image, so that we have an awareness of him and of our need of him. And we would that everyone on the call felt their need of him, realized their need of him, and see that they need to turn from their sin, that the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, is the only one who can forgive them, who can clear them of the guilt of sin. There are a number of us on the call today who know the joy of sins forgiven. And we are looking forward to meeting the Saviour in heaven. And we want them to enjoy, be able to enjoy that and have that hope too. But if they do not have that hope up to this moment, they only have the judgment awaiting them, or that they may get right with thee. Anyone who's still not saved, perhaps some are wondering how to be saved, but thy word clearly tells us these things. We need to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, says the word of God, and thou shalt be saved. May someone take that step of faith today in the Lord Jesus. Thank thee for everyone that's listened in, and pray they may be obedient to the word of the gospel preached today. Bless everyone and all our families and friends. We give thee thanks for this time together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.